Hello, Radio St. Pete. January is upon us, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is January 15th. Annually, the federal MLK Jr. holidays observe the third Monday of January each year, but no one celebrates it better than St. Petersburg. And with me today is a gentleman who has made such a difference in our community, Carl R. Lavender Jr., the Chief Equity Officer for the City of St. Petersburg, named by the mayor in November 3rd, 2023. Welcome, Carl.
Good morning and happy Monday to you, Nanette, and good morning, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Well, I hope this is not the only time that we will get to talk to you because you have a big job and an important mission. Tell us a little bit about the role that you're playing in Mayor Welch's administration.
Thank you. I'm responsible, along with the team and the mayor's administration, for instituting what we call sort of best practices in equity. And that is, what is the fairest, most equal, most logical, most important thing we can do for every person of our city so that no one feels as if government does not represent them in some very specific strategies like economic development and workforce development and technology. There are some citizens, some communities that feel as if government does not do that. The equity officer's job is to ensure that no one feels that way. It's a full-time job appointed by the mayor, working on his behalf, on his team, reporting to the chief of staff. And I've been on the job now for about 15 months.
Well, you've had quite a challenging year with the hurricanes, but you know, you are no stranger to equity issues with 20 years of experience. And let me brag on you for a minute. Ooh. You worked in partnership with the Equity Focus Community Innovations in many of the city's portfolio. You worked with the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete. You worked with a 7-year poverty reduction plan funded by the City Allegheny Franciscan Ministries Foundation. You were a steering committee for Agenda 2010, a multi-sector of collaboration of leaders, whose advocacy inspired creation of South St. Pete Community Redevelopment, and so much more. Tell me a little bit about what you feel are your biggest successes in the last couple years.
Oh, thank you very much. Three things I can say right away. First and foremost, we did a study of all of our workforce in the city, about 3,800 employees, and out of that study came recommendations on how the HR processes of our city can improve to ensure that everybody that works for the city knows and feels and realizes that the city represents their interests. And so we have some standing committees for the first time in 100 years that literally talk about how you are experiencing working in city government. Major piece of work that I'm very, 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 very proud of. The second area is in the area of youth development. Now, that's my background, as you well know. I've worked for the Great Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and so I'm really concerned and passionate about our young people. And so we've done some innovative things with those youth that are at risk of incarceration, those youth that are involved in car thefts and holding weapons and even firing weapons. We're being very intentional with the mayor's support in ensuring that those youth have access to better programs, adult mentors and role models, and really good, solid intervention. The law enforcement officers are right there because it is a consequence to be in that space, but we're trying to stand up better programs to make life better for that child. And the third area is that we're advising the mayor on what I'm talking about today, this MLK parade. The representation of our entire city. It doesn't matter where you're from or who you are. It's a celebration of legacy. And we have turned this parade into a massive piece of work as evidence that this city is intentional in its equity spaces and we can have a good time planning it and experience it.
So let's turn our attention to the MLK weekend. First of all, the mission, celebrate the ultimate drum major for justice, peace, and righteousness. I know people that come from Canada, from California, just to see all of the marching bands. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's start with the kickoff for the weekend on Friday, the awards ceremony at the Hilton Carillon. And tell me a little bit about the awards that are going to be given out and who will be the MC of that event.
Oh, that's great. The Advantage Village Academy, and for the benefit of your listeners, the ABA or Advantage Village Academy. They are the nonprofit that the city works with to pull off the parade. I mean, they've been doing it for, I think this is their ninth year, and that's who owns the gala, the parade, and other activities in support of that. And so this Friday night event is their first annual Friday night dinner and gathering and award ceremony to kick off the weekend itself. So I will attend as guest. There are several honorees that are receiving awards, obviously, but it's going to be their first annual. We'll see how it works out. I'm optimistic that they'll get a good turnout and that people will feel good about the event. But that just leads us into the rest of the weekend. There is the Sunday night, I believe Sunday night band showcase where all the bands that are in town for the walk will showcase their talent at Gibbs High School. And then, of course, on Monday is the downtown parade, the annual parade that showcases fantastic music and food and celebration. And we've got some nuances this year that we believe will make a difference. We have the first ever interfaith walkers, that is about 30 congregation, the leaders, pastors, rabbis, priests, that are walking together in unison. This is a faith moment. So together they will walk in unison to say, we believe in the legacy, the work, and the mission of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we got about 100 young people coming, all dressed alike, jamming to the music, celebrating freedom, celebrating life, and giving the parade a lot more energy. And of course, I cannot say enough about the FAMU Marching Rattlers. Yes, they are back, ladies and gentlemen. FAMU Marching Rattlers, Rattler Nation is coming back. 100 dynamic players, if you will, in this band. And by the way, ESPN has named the FAMU Marching Band the number one marching band in the country for 2024. The number one marching band will be in St. Pete on MLK weekend.
Oh, I got goosebumps. So the parade, I will, by the way, post all the information, the map about what's closed, what's open. Will the mayor be part of the parade?
Well, absolutely. There is a section of the parade organized in sections. The first section being all of our city government workers and city council, et cetera. But the mayor will be right there behind that with the FAMU marching band, along with other bands supporting that. So absolutely. He's an alumnus of Lakewood High School. That band will be in the parade. And he's also alumnus of FAMU. So he is delighted that this is coming together on his behalf.
That really is really exciting. Is this, I believe that this is the biggest parade in the state of Florida and perhaps even in the Southeast. Am I right on that?
It is one of the top five parades in the nation for its size on MLK weekend. And to that end, we are thrilled. St. Petersburg is just the ideal time for this kind of thing. There is the weather. It's beautiful during that, usually during that time. So we invite people to come down from their various places in the cold weather and join us for the parade. But the route itself through a developing downtown, the full collaboration of city government, private industry, nonprofits, philanthropists, activists, and advocates, is just a terrific evidence that this city is just a wonderful place to be, to live, and to celebrate the legacy of MLK.
So, folks, if you're listening, we'll have this all up. The Sunday showcase is 6 to 8:30. Gates open at 5 o'clock. No backpacks and no bags. Then the MLK Dream Big Parade, 11 to 2. The parade wraps west on 1st Avenue South from 3rd Street South to 16th Street South and south on 16th Street to 3rd Avenue South. Now, here's the one I like, the MLK Family Fun Day, because this is where you get to meet so many of the people that make St. Pete so special. And this is at Tropicana Field, lot number 4, goes to 230 to 6. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is, well, the Family Fun Day is considered the finale. It's the finale of the parade. And so it could be called Family Fun Day. It could be called Finale. That's where we feed all the band members at that location. We make announcements at that location. So we will be announcing very, very soon the actual name of it. But it really is, and that it really is the finale of the parade. And so we know we have to have some place to all gather and celebrate this moment. We've walked 9 blocks or so. So it's just time to say that. So that's what that event is all about at the Trop. It's the finale of the event.
And is this the 34th year of the MLK parade?
In total, yes, in 9 years for the Advantage Builders Academy to host the event, we try to find a nonprofit organization to host the event so that the mailing list and the databases of those organizations attract all kinds of folks. I mean, the city has a database and could do an event, no doubt about it. But it's wonderful to make sure that the planning of this and all of the nuances of this event and the sentiment of this event involves a nonprofit that has a reputation for being supportive and kind and looking after the community, but also as an advocate for justice and the rights of others. And so the Advantage Builders Academy is that nonprofit. They partner with us at the city to pull this whole event off.
Well, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King had a vision, and that vision was to really instill a leadership that would go on and on. Let's talk a little bit for a minute about what Advantage Village Academy does. It does really celebrate the vision by educating, launching, supporting parents, children, caregivers, and youth. But tell me a little bit. I know that you have also worked with PTEC on that and workforce training, support, and self-esteem, big parts of ABA. Tell me a little bit about ABA.
Absolutely. This is a nonprofit organization located at 9th Avenue and 22nd Street South. This is your ABA or Advantage Village Academy is your typical quintessential locally based nonprofit organization right there in the heart of issues. Whether it is feeding the homeless, providing jobs for the unemployed, doing the taxes for your first year. It's an incredible journey as a citizen to finally have worked enough time to file your taxes to get them done correctly. I'm not advertising for them. I'm just saying this is the bundle of services that they provide. Then there's the advocacy. There is the standing in the gap for those who cannot stand for themselves in a certain season of their lives. So when you have these kinds of organizations, they become the fabric of the community. They become beloved. They become people anticipate them opening on a regular basis, being there for people. And we know that in government, you have to have organizations like that, that really do face the challenges head on, if you will, and we can back that up through our support. That's who ABA is. And Toriana Parker, who is their president and CEO, is a phenomenal leader and really truly beloved in our community. His mother and his family are also involved in the organization, and so it has all the ingredients people need to make sure that it's down to earth, practical, accountable, and loving, if you will, to be around.
Well, you know, it does take a village, is the African proverb, and I think that the MLK Dream Big Weekend and ABA really speaks to this. We hope that Toriana Parker will join us in Radio St. Pete for a future interview. I want to turn my attention now to 2025. What is on your must-do, get-it-done next list for your role?
Well, the parade kicks off the year. Not even our fiscal year starts on the first. So the parade kicks off the year. It says, fine, here we are. Celebrating the legacy, celebrating equity, which Martin King stood for, and celebrating our city. And then we go into the state of the city where the mayor will share specifically what strategies have come to life, have been implemented, their successes, their outcomes. And so we'll be involved in the development of that. And there are a couple of grant pieces that are pending that we're very excited about happening. So right now in this quarter, second quarter of the fiscal year, I'm looking at the parade. I'm looking at being a part of the state of the city and state of the economy, and also getting ready to roll out some smart programming, if you will, out of the Office of Equity.
And the state of the Radio St. Pete will be airing the state of the city. Let's tell people what that date is, please.
I think it's February. It's February the 4th. We'll be at the Coliseum. And this is where our mayor showcases his accomplishments. This is an important piece for taxpayers to see how well government is representing them, how well we're doing. It's a season for talking about significant accomplishments. We've had the struggles of a storm. We've had the vote of a gas plant project. So our mayor has really worked very hard. And it's time for citizens to hear that, applaud it, and ask questions. February 4th is State of the City.
Well, you know, Mayor Welch and the entire team have been so transparent and available to Radio St. Pete. We're very proud to be supported by the City of St. Pete, and we are especially pleased to have Carl Lavender Jr., the Chief Equity Officer of the City of St. Pete, with us today. Parting words for those folks who are listening in.
Thank you very much. Nanette, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and to hear from you. And for those folks who may ask the question, why do we need equity? It really is the question of why do we not have enough people, more than enough, in line, shoulder to shoulder, walking together in unison toward being a great nation. Equity reaches those who are not in that line and makes sure that there's a place for them in that line of success. That's what it is, essentially, bringing people to the place, shoulder to shoulder, together as Americans, and then moving forward. That's what it is. I leave you with that message. Let's stand shoulder to shoulder, side by side, into the next decade, on good terms, in collaboration, and, of course, in good relationships.
Thank you, folks, for Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Thank you, Carl Lavender, Jr., and the City of St. Pete.